The speaker is Bobby from Carlsbad.
Hi, how are you guys? I think... Just go like this. No, it's good. I think we're cool. There we go. My name is Bobby. I'm an alcoholic. Hi. Wow. I'm very nervous tonight, but that's probably a good thing. I'm here to share my experience, strength, and hope. And I've been reflecting a lot on that lately. And I'm going to start out. My experience is this. I've basically had some sort of addiction my whole life, but we're talking about alcohol. Can we hear me? Okay, alcohol tonight. And, you know, that started at probably 16 years of age. I've been drinking my whole life, and I'm about 39 now. You know, I thought I could run the show. I was in charge. You know, how I looked at myself is how I looked at myself through your eyes. And so basically, if you said, hey, you know, I like an athletic girl, oh boy, I could run. You know, if I basically anything you can think of that put a smile on your face, I wanted to be. Because that's what I thought love was. That's what I thought acceptance was. And going through life like that, you definitely have an empty hole that you can't fill with anything. And I thought I could. I thought I could with accomplishments. And that only got me so far. So I took to taking care of others. And when those others left me, I was alone with myself, finished college, and didn't know what to do. Found alcohol on a more permanent basis. And for me, that was a very glamorous life, even though I happened to get several DUIs, rolled a few cars, you know, definitely, you know, put my family in harm's way. And yet I still thought, based upon how it looked in magazines, I thought I was doing fine. I somehow managed to have a toolkit where I could fix things, whether it's having a man's money, whether, you know, it's talking nicely to the police, it's whether it's having an escape route, you name it, I did it, I could come up with it. Not proud of that at all. You know, it talks in the book how you step on the toes of your fellows and they retaliate. And I did that so often. I mean, I recently came out of a situation, well, probably a few years ago, where, you know, I was with my partner who became my God. And, you know, I was very upset with him. And the police came over one time to our house and beat him up in the house. And I thought he deserved it. And, you know, I could explain anything, how it was not my fault, it was somebody else's or your fault. And I was the victim. I learned that early on. And it was such the way for me to live, because I never had to face myself inside. I never had to really look at who Bobby was, because when I tried to, I didn't know who that girl was. I had tried multiple rehabs. I basically went in there so I could take a break from alcohol, come out, think I was fixed. That's how a lot of people too around me thought I'd be. You know, and I never had the solution. There was no solution for me. I was agnostic. My solution was I'll call upon a God, so you speak, when the police lights are in back of me, when I'm in jail praying that I get out of there. And I live like that. You know, it wasn't until it became so bad with drinking about a fifth of vodka a day and literally crawling on the floors and hallucinating that I was dropped in rehab once again. And this time I was going about the same route. And they said to me, if you go home, we're going to kick you out right now. You need to make that choice. And I'm like, why? And they're like, because your higher power is at home. It's that man you've been living with. And I tried to argue with them, but I so badly wanted to stay sober. I wanted to give it all I had. So I called, I hustled that day on the phone, and I found some sober livings that would take me. I finished 30 days still, though, with no solution. As I got into sober living, I started the steps. eventually got a sponsor. And I still didn't have a solution. You know, I thought, hey, I'd try this out for a while, maybe a year or so. It seemed great. I can at least fix up my behavior and go home. And with the turn of events that happened, it was obvious, so obvious, that I was so lost and I'm such on death's door that I had nothing. I had nothing to live for. You know, I didn't even know what I liked. And, you know, I'm crying here because the miracle of this today is I'm standing before you when I shouldn't have. And I shouldn't have. And God, for me, my higher power is the one who saved me. And I don't know how to ever give back thanks but to share my message today. And through that sober living with the First Lady Kathleen, I started on the steps. I still fought everyone. You know, I wanted to take crap. And I still didn't know the word surrender. But as I was learning to develop a relationship with God and came to believe that a higher power could restore me to sanity, I was willing to hold hands with him as I walked through the third step because he was the only one who could help me look at all the damage, the hurricane I was that I caused, not only to myself, but to others, more importantly. And that's the reason why I drank is because I caused so much damage. I couldn't live with myself. And, you know, it's been an amazing experience. God holds my hand every day if I seek for him every day. And that's a work. It's not just given to you and, you know, you're off. You know, it's definitely work and you're building that muscle. And, you know, as working through that eighth step, it was the hardest for me. Because I had to really go back to those people and admit my wrongs and really face the, seriously, it was like a horror movie that I've done to people that I've loved and care about. And then for them to say, you know, I still love you. And, you know, it's me now allowing, with God's help, to forgive myself, you know, and this program gives it to us. There's so many great things here. I mean, it's the fellowship for me. It's definitely the steps. It's my sponsor. You know, I'm building these great, great tools. And the best thing about this, when I still feel sometimes nothing else is working, is reaching out to the newcomer. It's reaching out to others. It's being an ear. It's saying, hey, what can I do for you today? Because we aren't here for ourselves. We are here for others, and in this room especially. And we all have different walks of life and different stories. But it's us that will help each other stay sober. And I really heard it from one gentleman the other day who, you know, maybe didn't have that great of a message. And I don't know if my message is touching you. But what he did say to me was that he had 50 years of sobriety over that. Got sober in 1960. And he was just there to share how beautiful his life was and that he was here for the remaining time he could be here to help others and hope that others could definitely walk in the light that he's walking in. And I'll tell you this, I do have tools nowadays to fix problems, but I have tools also to build this house with God. And I'm not turning back. And I'm working at that every day. And I thank you guys for being in this room tonight, because you guys are the ones who are helping me get up here and speak to you. So thank you.